Here's your morning brief for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. US officials are pledging to reopen a vital shipping lane in Baltimore, blocked by this week's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, as federal investigators say a full report on what happened could take between 1 or 2 years to complete. According to Vice Admiral Peter Gauthier, about a dozen ships remain in Baltimore's port, and they can't get out until debris and the stricken container ship that caused the bridge collapse are removed from the disaster site. A task complicated by 56 containers carrying hazardous materials on board the container ship, some of which were breached. Officials haven't given a timetable for when the waterway might be cleared, but President Biden said he's planning for the federal government to pick up the entirety of rebuilding costs. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to be sentenced today for crimes connected to the collapse of the crypto exchange. Last year, a jury found the 32-year-old guilty of stealing billions of dollars from FTX's customers and defrauding investors and lenders to his crypto investment firm Alameda Research. Federal prosecutors say Bankman-Fried committed one of the greatest financial frauds in U.S. history and have asked the judge to sentence him to 40 to 50 years in prison. Bankman-Fried's lawyers say a sentence of no more than 6 years in prison is more appropriate. Today's hearing starts at 9:30 a.m. And Home Depot is making an $18 billion bet to expand beyond its iconic orange stores. The home improvement retailer said today it will buy roofing distributor SRS Distribution in a deal that should help it grab more spending by big contractors and construction firms. The strategic shift comes as Home Depot faces declining sales in its core retail business, which had boomed earlier in the pandemic. Home Depot says it's aiming to complete the deal by the end of the fiscal year, subject to regulatory approvals. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares are mostly up in early trading. US stock futures are looking for direction ahead of earnings from Walgreens Boots Alliance, as well as weekly jobless claims. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.